Hi, Stacy.
Talk Radio.
I'll introduce you right after this little jingle.
This is
okay.
The
Oh My God
Radio Show, global insight and inspiration for life and business. We're brought to you by the fastest growing personal development book series in the world titled The Change. And I'm your host and voice, Stacy Carnaluti, transformational leader and coach, international bestselling author, and founder of High Powered Success Academy and StacyC.com, The Power to Be. Welcome.
Hey, friends. It is Wednesday. Wake up Wednesday. And we just had the craziest minute. We got Sue on the line 5 seconds before we went live. So this has been so hilarious. Oh, my gosh. Sue, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Woo! God is amazing. All right, you guys, it is not every day that you see a woman in the pest control industry, let alone.
This is like, okay, am I on? I'm on. And then you were texting me saying, I can hear you. And I'm like, oh, I can't hear you. So, yeah.
Oh,
anyway, so
man.
Here we are. So what
here
are we talking
are.
About today?
Oh, yeah. We are talking about the things that really matter. You know, I reached out to Sue and I'm like, is there anything really on your heart or that you want to promote? Usually I'm like really promoting people's businesses and stuff. But Sue was like, you know what? I want to talk about men and women and relationships and business and stuff that really, really matters. And so that is what we're doing today. We're just showing up with a conversation to encourage you and to let you know that we get you. And we all go through the same struggles in life. We all have that story of tragedy and turmoil and torment, you know, but we believe that there is triumph on the other side of it. So we're going to talk about all kinds of awesome things today, right?
Right.
You've got a story for everything.
I have to, Absolutely. You know, the Lord says that we're victorious, you know,
yes.
We're victorious
yes.
because the battle's already been fought and battle been won. But it doesn't mean that our day to day that we don't feel the battle. And more than ever right now, with everything that's going on, it just seems like it's swirling out of control. The thought of being able to kill a baby that is alive.
Mm.
And people are saying, yeah, it's our right. And I'm like, wow, thou shalt not murder. Isn't that what it says? It's mind boggling to me that what's going on in the world right now. And what it tells me is that we need to put our full armor of God on. We need to be strong and bold in our faith and just understand and believe that we are victorious. And even though we seem and it feels like we're going through so much, I know personally I am going through so much. I'm being pressed down, pressed down, pressed down. And I'm like, I don't know if I have anything left. I don't know if I have anything left. Lord, please show me what to do. Show me what to say. Show me where to walk. Show me where I need to go and what I need to do. And, you know, it's just sometimes you just feel like you're at the bottom and the only way you can look is up.
Yeah,
and
praise God.
It's too bad that so many people wait till that time to reach up and know that they have a Savior that loves them and cares for them, and that we were designed for a specific purpose, and we need to fulfill that purpose on this earth. And all of the depression that's going on right now, I have so many people that I love and care for that are going through depression, and it's so sad. And, you know, what do you say to those people? So
I have you
mentioned that I have a radio show, and I just want to say that this is a great show, and Stacy, you're doing a fantastic job, and keep doing what you're doing, girl, because it makes a difference, and we need to make a difference in this world. I have a radio show. It's if you want to listen in, it's SueFreeze.com. SueFreeze, spelled like fries, one word, .com.
Yeah.
Go there and listen. Anyway,
and you're, you know what? I just want to say, I just submitted a manuscript for a book called Prophet Zone, and the book began from a passage of scripture where Paul was talking about being pressed on every side. That's what started the whole inspired work, because we absolutely are getting pressed on every side, but he says we're not getting crushed. you know?
Right.
I mean, there are attacks coming at us from every side, but the whole purpose of that is to, I think of it like toothpaste. If I'm getting pressed on every side, the power of God is supposed to come out of me. Now, unfortunately,
yeah,
we don't always see the power of God coming out, but the life of the believer is supposed to be that we would, you know, as we're getting pressed, that the power of God would come out of us and we would step in to that victory that we know is ours by faith. So believing that we are here for a purpose, that we have the power to overtake any kind of evil, that the violent take it by force and the gates of hell absolutely are coming against us, but we have everything we need. It's like we were made for this. We were so made for this. And if you don't understand that and you really use the weapons of your warfare right, you absolutely triumph each and every day. But it is moment by moment alignment with truth. And so that is so empowering, I think. You know, we could be crushed if we choose to, but we don't have to be. So really good point. Radical things are happening in the world right now. It's insane.
Sure.
Yeah. You mentioned a scripture, Luke 16:10, that whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with the real true riches of the kingdom. Whoever cannot be trusted with the little things in life really can't be trusted with the true big riches of the kingdom. And so what are we talking about here? You know, I think of this like a choice in the moment to be faithful with what you've been given. But why don't you speak from that place of being faithful with the little, so that we can be rulers?
Yeah, that's so good. And, you know, being a business owner and having 80 employees, I can tell you that, you know, I have to hold those that I trust and that are loyal with such extreme value, because it's hard to find these days. Here's a simple biblical exercise or truth that I apply in my business, is that I have 65 trucks right now in my fleet that are out there servicing customers for termite and pest control. And I feel very blessed, very fortunate, but they are weapons out there and they are liabilities. So what I tell my employees is, you know, please drive safe. Okay. Be safe. But I also tell them that, you know, you take care of this vehicle. I'm giving you a brand new vehicle. You take care of this vehicle. And when it's time to retire, you're going to have first option to buy this vehicle at a discount. And so they take better care because they think someday it might be theirs. And that's a good thing. But also I give them the privilege of that. But the other thing is when we do trade out trucks and they don't want to buy it and they're due for a new one, I always look at those that have done well with their trucks. If their trucks are in good condition, if they take really good care, if they wash them like they're supposed to and they wax them like they're supposed to, if they maintain everything on them, then they are up for a new vehicle because they've shown that they can take care of it. And so many times in our lives, you know, we need to be doing that. And, you know, God says, don't go to work for your boss, go to work for me. And so we need to, when we're punching a time clock, when we're doing anything, that we do it for the Lord. And so he wants our best. He wants our first fruits. He wants our best. He wants us to give our all to him. And so as we do that, even though we're not really enjoying maybe what we're doing right now, we need to do what we can do and do the best all the time. Because think about when you were in school and you were studying for a test. I know for me that some things came easy and some things were more difficult, and I had to put more time and effort into those things that were not easy for me. But I know that the time I put in, it was going to come back out. And that's with anything with life, is the more you put into something, the more you're going to get out of it. It's just it's just the rules that there are.
Yeah.
It's biblical.
Yeah,
so being
a
good steward
–
when you're giving, when you're given a little, when you're given a little money, what do you do with the money?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're given time, what do you do with your time?
Mm-hmm.
When you're given blessings, what do you do with those blessings? Do you just hold on to everything or do you give back? Are you paying it forward? What are we doing with what we're given? And are we doing the best we can with what we're given? And I think we're called to do that. And I don't think, I know, it's biblical.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's be good stewards. Let's be good servants. I just had a company meeting. I have it every year in January, and it's a lot of work, but everybody really looks forward to this company meeting. I bring everybody from all my offices. I have an office. I have 7 offices, and I cover from San Diego all the way up to San Luis Obispo. And so that's Southern and Central California. And I bring everybody in, hotel, dinner, a two-day meeting. It's a huge expense, and it's a non-productive time. So not only is it money out, it's money lost. Mm-hmm. But my feeling is I've got to invest in my people in order to have them invest in their customers, in order for us to really get the fruit of what we are laboring. Mm-hmm. So if I don't put time in, what's going to happen? And I tell you, it's been proven for 17, 18 years now I've done this, that when we take this time out to focus on the business, when they get ready and get in their trucks the following Monday, you know, things just kind of rev up. And it gives us a chance to regroup. We evaluate what worked before. We're evaluating what we need to do going forward. And don't we need to do that in life also? We need to take an inventory of what's working in our lives and what isn't. And we get what we tolerate, right? If something's not working for us and we allow it, then where's our boundaries? Mm-hmm. And who's in control of this? Obviously, we want to put our control in our lives in God's hands, but he's telling us, you have choices to make. Mm-hmm. Every person, he gives you freedom of choice. We are not robots, and we're not animals. Okay, we're not a dog. We're not a cat. We have a mind. We make choices. We can choose to forgive. We can choose to love. We can choose to hate. Too much of that going on right now.
Right.
But we have the choice of doing all of that. So what are we doing with those choices? Everyone needs to take a personal inventory of their lives. Yesterday I did a show, and it was on balance and optimizing our everything, you know, optimization of our bodies, optimization of everything. Let's balance. Let's have balance in life. I am out of balance right now. I'm out of balance because I have pressures on me that are forcing me to be out of balance. And sometimes we have to do that, but it's for a time and a short time, because then we have to take a rest. So my show's this Saturday, and I hope everybody tunes in and listens.
Awesome. You know, once you understand that there's a purpose being worked out for it, and it's not blindsiding you, you know, it's like when your life gets out of balance and you don't know it's out of balance, that's when things are crazy. But when you see what's happening and you're willing to say, okay, for a time, for a purpose, then God's, you know, plans can be worked out. But that's so good. Let's talk about those relationships between men and women and stewarding that. I'm so passionate about stewardship. This is awesome. Such a great conversation of how to, you know, be profitable in life, because all things are permitted, but not all things profit a man. And like you even said, sowing into your employees, sowing into your, you know, sowing seed into your relationships, your health, your businesses, your whatever, always comes back, you know, 100-fold, pressed down, shaken together, and running over is what the promise is. So when our heart is right and we're sowing in with intention, we can expect good things. But the, you know, stewardship of relationships, let's go to that one, like the husband-wife relationship or the boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, you know, men and women that are adults. What kinds of things are you doing to kind of cultivate your relationships right now?
Wow, that's a tough one.
I know.
Being a servant and putting others. Yeah. Being a servant, putting others before yourself. I think that's just the true testament of love, is putting others before yourself. Being selfless. And some of us as Christians were thinking, oh, I can't take time for myself because that's selfish. But, you know, there is a time where we need to take time, just like Jesus did. He took 40 days out, right, to go get rest and to regroup. You know, he needs to do that. And so do we. Sometimes I'm leaving and going on a trip next week because I have been going on, you know, 90, 100 miles an hour, and I've been getting very little sleep because of all the things that are coming at me. So I'm thankful that I'm going to have next week to just take some time off. And I'm always on. I'm always working, but we do need to take time. We need to take time for ourselves. And I want to put it out there that I'm putting together a women's retreat, and it's going to be out by you, Stacy. And it's going to be 10.
So
yeah. And it's going to be, I want it to be very intimate. It's going to be 10 to 12 women. It's going to be about $375, and it's going to be for a weekend, including food and lodging. And so that's not that much money when you consider it that much time and food and everything. It's really not that much money. And I think that those that can take that time out, sometimes it's sacrifice, but with sacrifice comes blessing. And so we need to think about that as like, okay, pray about it and whatnot. I don't have a date set yet, because I've got some other things going. I just got asked to speak at a women's retreat, and I'm trying to figure out exactly the dates on that. But as far as relationships,
awesome.
I would say my daughter just got married, and my daughter's 33 years old, and she was she kept herself for marriage. They dated for 4 years without even kissing. I know you might think that's really strange, but
no,
they didn't even kiss before their wedding day, and it was the most amazing wedding because she truly deserved to be wearing that white dress. You know, she really, truly did, and I'm so proud of both of them. It makes me cry. I'm so proud of them, you know.
They're beautiful
because,
people.
You know,
I know
that's
personally.
Just such a testimony. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Such a testimony to their love for Christ, you know, and their commitment to God, and then their commitment to one another was, I mean, I think that's just really hard, and when I tell people that, it just impacts people mightily,
mm-hmm.
just that. Anyway, so that just happened, and that was a prayer. It's been praying for a long time, and the next prayer is to be a grandma, so I know that's coming, and I'm excited about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
not yet, but I think it's coming.
Yes.
And my son works with me. He's 36 years old, and he's not married. I told both my kids to wait till they were 30, and they listened. But now I'm like, okay, you're past 30, so come on, it's time now. Anyway, so... patience is not one
him.
Of my big things. I'm just being honest, but yeah. Anyway, so so he works for me. He's an inspector, and he does a great job. And he just got promoted, and he's working into operations manager, which is a huge, huge promotion for him. And he's
mm-hmm.
earned the right. It's not because of family. It's because of he's earned the right. So
mm-hmm.
that's going on. I was married 32 years, and to be honest, I'm not married now. And you know, healthy boundaries is important, and trust is important, and I think that it's really important to be building your relationship all the time. I read Ephesians over and over and over again because I wanted to do what I was supposed to do as a wife, as a mother, as a Christian. And the book of Ephesians is very good about laying a lot of that out for marriages, especially. But you know, you can't take one line out of the Bible and hold everything to that, like, you know, wives submit to your husbands. You know, I mean, men could just live there if they wanted to and say that's what you need to do. And if you're not doing that, you're not a Christian. But, you know, I mean, there's a lot to that. And past wives submit to your husbands, it says submit one to another. But if somebody
mm-hmm.
doesn't read the whole book or the whole chapter, they're only going to get part of the story. And so
mm-hmm.
I think we do need to submit one to another. And, you know, true love is not easy sometimes. And we're called to love our enemies, not just the ones that are easy to love.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be thinking about that. And forgiveness is a definite necessity. And forgiveness, you don't have to forget, but you do have to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to make the choice to forgive before you actually feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tough. And I could sit there and be quiet and let that resonate because that's not easy to do. But
you know,
for a lot of us,
I wanna
that unforgiveness is hard.
Yeah, totally.
Go ahead. Sorry.
People.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many amazing points that you brought up, but one point that I just really, because I experienced this myself, I didn't grow up in the church, and I'm kind of grateful that I didn't have to overcome a lot of twisted beliefs around all of this. I feel like I really entered into a relationship with God that was so intimate and honest and raw and real. But he showed me that it's not that I should do anything. It's that I have the power to do these things. And that's what's so radical. Like, I don't have to forgive, but I have the power to forgive. I don't have to love. I don't have to lay down my life, but I have the power to do these things that outside of the grace of God, I never could have done that. So we're not, it's like we have this ability to lay down the good thing and really step into the best thing because we have the power now to do that. And that's, to me, everything. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like following a bunch of rules. I'm just not a rule follower. That's just never motivated me. And so to do something because I'm told to do it has always been, you know, not easy. But when I'm doing things as unto the Lord and I have the power to choose the best thing instead of just the good thing, it's to me kind of the winning edge for me.
Yes, I totally get that. I can remember calling out to God and just saying, Lord, just tell me what to do. My marriage is failing. And I was in the shower and I was in fetal position and I was screaming, crying out to God. I was so mad because I had been praying and doing everything and reading the Bible and trying to figure out what to do. And I said, God, just tell me what to do and I'll do it, because I know the rule book for life is the Bible. And it isn't saying I have to do it. It's just, I think the Bible is telling you that, you know, there's black and white and there's this road or this road. And I can tell you that, you know, the burden with me is light. He says, you know, my burden is light. And so, you know, my burden was so heavy. It was so heavy. Mm-hmm. It was too heavy for me to hold and way too heavy for me to carry. And yeah. So when God said, you know, follow me, my burden is light, I'm like, God, just tell me what to do. And so when he tells you, you know, to love your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and body, and to love thy neighbor as thyself, he's giving you the keys.
Yeah.
To open up a life that can be, you know, Christians' lives are not easy. In fact, I feel like I'm under so much attack. I feel like, okay, that's enough, you know, but we are doing good things if we're under attack. There's good coming and we have to thrust through it, but there's sacrifice that comes with that also. But what I'm saying right now is that my life without God, I just feel like it wouldn't be worth living for me, because mm-hmm. he is so, kind, loving, gracious, because I fall short of the glory all the time. Mm-hmm. But when I look back at the times when I was going through so much and I was like, where are you? I didn't feel him. I didn't see him. But then I get through that time and all of a sudden I realize he was there all the time. It's kind of like that footprints poem.
Yeah.
Where were you? There's only one set of footprints in the sand. And it's mm-hmm. because I was carrying you. And yeah. sometimes we might not feel him, but he's mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
And I don't realize it sometimes during my life. I look back and I go, oh my gosh, now I realize, now I see, the lesson wasn't clear and now I understand. And not always do we have all those answers. You know, there's things mm-hmm. that I will never understand. And hopefully when I get to heaven, I'll be able to, maybe it won't matter when I get there. I don't really know, but, you know, maybe the answers will be there or maybe it won't matter. I don't really know.
Yeah.
So I say I am empowered by the Holy Spirit. I am definitely mm-hmm. empowered by prayer. I think prayer is very powerful. And when I fall short of doing the things that I know have been successful for me and made me better as a person, like keeping me in alignment and keeping me yeah. in the right frame of mind. Sometimes mm-hmm. our attitude, our minds, we can just get off track. And, you know, the more we go into our lifestyle, we can stay on track.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And
sorry, Stacey.
That's really what we're talking about, is aligning. You know, once we're aligned
yeah.
with the truth of who
mm-hmm.
we are, and that's what the Word of God does for us when we open up those
mm-hmm.
pages and we start reading and begin to have a heart to just trust him and say, okay, well, this is what he's telling me to do. What happens if I do it? We find that when we step into that place of submission to truth and obedience to God, all of a sudden we're aligned. All of a sudden things
right.
just, you know, we have the grace to do the hard thing. And it's, it does feel truly miraculous, because we don't know where our place is a lot of times. So he helps us to get us back into that lane, that place where we were designed and destined for, and kind of like taking a shortcut, you know, people try to
struggle. Sometimes we have to just go with blind faith, though, because sometimes we
right.
don't see it, you know.
Right.
But,
yeah.
you know, that's what faith is all about. Substance
yeah.
of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Faith,
yeah.
faith is something that you've got to just rely on it, and sometimes that's
mm-hmm.
hard to do.
Yeah.
Hard to do.
Yeah.
So we are listening to who?
Well,
who are we?
Who are we listening to? What do you mean? Oh, that's the question we live in, right? Like, what voice?
Yeah.
No.
I'm saying that, you know, I just want the listeners to know that, you know, if does somebody tune in at the middle of a show and not know who they're talking to, or do they know who we are, who's talking right now?
Yeah, well, we don't have a whole lot of callers calling in or anything. So let's just say again, this is Sue Freeze, Stacey
yeah.
Carnaluti with Sue Freeze.
Yeah.
And we're talking about life and love and faith and business and relationships.
Yeah.
Everything that matters. Without faith,
yeah,
we really truly are hopeless. We really don't have a reason to get up every day. You know what I mean? It's life becomes very empty. So that's what we're talking about today. Commit your way to the Lord. Understand that you're here for something that is so beyond what you can even imagine, so much bigger than yourself. So tell us about your struggle right now. What's coming against you that's really making things tough?
Well, how much time do we have, Stacey?
About 20 more minutes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. It's good for me to know that because I like to time myself out here. Anyway, so I'm running this company. I have 7 offices, about 80 employees. Some of the struggles I'm having right now, in case somebody has somebody, I don't know who listens on this show, but I'm looking for career-minded people that are physically fit because you have to climb and crawl into attics, and it's hot in California, and it's a dirty job. But it's a very, very, it's a great job because we are doing such a good work. We minimize, if not alleviate, disease that's carried by rodents, fleas. You know, there's this new thing with the fleas, typhus. There's a new outbreak of typhus. I mean, how many times in your lifetime have you heard that there was an outbreak in California of typhus? So we need to be understanding that, you know, this industry that I'm in is protecting people's health, protecting people's property. You know, your home usually is your most expensive investment, and we protect that by getting rid of your termites and taking care of things. And we do it an alternative way. So it's non-chemical. A lot of the times it's non-chemical, which is great. I wrote a book on asthma. It was my first book. The Change was my second book. Because I have my son who's 36 and a chronic asthmatic. So I had to learn how to minimize his triggers. So with my company right now, it's staffing is my biggest, biggest problem. And what was working even last year as far as business model and how we deal with things, it just isn't working now. It's just, there's this whole climate change. I mean, how about these butterflies flying everywhere? I mean, my logo is a monarch butterfly, and there's monarch butterflies everywhere. And if you are questioning whether there is a God, learn about the monarch butterfly. Learn about how it takes 3 different generations of a butterfly to get from point A to the final destination. And learn that the mother or the father does not give direction to the baby that comes from a caterpillar that metamorphoses into a butterfly and then knows that he has to fly a certain direction. It's just the most amazing thing I've ever heard. And I have a video on it on the Sufri site if you want to go there and learn all about the monarch butterfly. It's pretty crazy. But that's the big, big issue I'm facing right now is staffing for my company. I need about, I think about 12 people right now. I need to find the right people. It's not just a warm body. I need to find career-minded people that have a good driving record and that are physically fit that can do what I already described.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest struggle is that the rain causes us not to be able to work, and we've had more rain than we've had in a long, long time.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me. So production was down because you can't work in the rain, and so finances are down. We were in our slow season anyway. So now what's happening is with the rain comes the sun, and with the sun comes bugs. So a lot of the times I do my rain dance, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. That was another joke. But but I didn't have to do any rain dance this year. I mean, you know, everybody's like, stop doing your rain dance. We've had enough rain. How about the poppies out where you are? Oh, my word. It's so gorgeous. It's just beautiful. I just love it.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
Causes
the whole freeway stops and people are just stopping. They're pulling over on the side of the freeway to get out of their car and take pictures. It's hilarious.
Take pictures.
I mean, 2-3 hours just to get, 20 miles down the road. So it's been very funny. Beautiful things, come from the floods and all the crazy things that were happening not long ago, fires and floods and everything. But then you see God's goodness and redeeming it all. But, you brought up something that so many business owners are saying, that what has always worked in the past is not working anymore. So we absolutely are going through some kind of a shift right now.
Definitely.
Globally. I mean, it is crazy. And so now more than ever, we really need to be seeking the Lord for our, specific specific direction. What does it look like? Because what has always worked isn't working anymore. And if you don't, if you're not getting that insider scoop from the one who really has written the blueprint for your life, you know, you're not going to know, because you can't just copy somebody else's formula. You know, that's not working.
Right. So, right. It's not working.
No.
Somebody
no.
said something to me. Those that are mothers out there. Is that, you know, well, let's look at this, Sue. You're a mother, right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm a mother, and with two beautiful kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, let me ask you a question. You know, what you did when they were five, did it work when they were 10? And I'm like, no, of course not, you know. All right, so I get that. Okay, so now, you know, I've been running this company for 19 years. So obviously things are going to transition and things are going to change. Change is inevitable. It's how we deal with the change and how are we assessing what we're doing? What is working? What is not working? Okay, get rid of the things that aren't working. Let's switch this. Let's twitch it. Let's tweak it a little bit to get it where it's working. We can do that in relationships too. You know, sometimes things are working, sometimes they're not. You had asked me about relationships and what I'm doing with relationships, and I started to go down that path and then I got off of it. And all I can say with relationships, just to end that, because I felt like I really didn't give a really good explanation there, is just that, well, I guess I did. I just said, you know, love thy neighbor. Like thyself. I guess I did answer it. I went all the way around Ephesians too. So I guess I did answer that question. Yeah, I think I did. I don't know what else I could say other than, you know, I feel, and this is going to be really transparent and real right now, which I am most of the time, I would think I am, but I will say that I've kind of felt like I kind of had things together and I was doing all right. And, you know, that's when you can get really shook up and realize that you're not and that there's more to do. And so I feel God is really pressing on me right now. And maybe you're feeling this way too, listeners. Maybe you're feeling this way too, where there's just this huge shift, like you said, Stacey, and there's this pressure. And I feel pressed down, shaken together. I've got that. Mm-hmm. But what was the last line of that?
Running over.
Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I am not running over yet. Okay, I'm not there yet, because I see that I see it, you know, like water going over, you know, and it's a good thing. I'm not there yet, but I think God has got an amazing plan. And if we press in and shake it together, we will be running over, and the running over is going to be beautiful and wonderful, like the poppies and the butterflies. And I love water. I know you do too, Stacey. And so, you know, the running over, it's water. It's water going over, and it's beautiful, and it's like a big waterfall, and it's just powerful. Mm-hmm. And that's us. That's us. But we're not there yet. We're like the pearl that's getting rubbed on all sides, like you started with. You know, we're the pearl that's getting rubbed on all sizes.
Yeah.
But we are going to have so much luster, and we are going to be the most beautiful pearl in the world, because we're getting so rubbed on all sides.
We're that pearl.
And
of great price. I signed a book just this morning to a woman named Pearl. A friend of mine was buying a book. She said, I want to get a book for my friend Pearl. And I said, oh gosh, it's just so beautiful. But sandpaper, you know, it just refines us. But the pressure, you know, should be forcing the power of God. And if you think about what is the power of God, that's really where we want to be walking. We don't want to get caught in that place of saying, someday. We want to step into it now and say, right now, I have. What is it that I have? Because the miracle is always in the things that we have. It's not in what we don't have. So I'm going to use the seed that I do have, which could be a thought. It could be a faith-filled thought. That's the seed that I always do have access to. And if I take that little seed that I already have and plant it rightly and cultivate that soil, water it, you know, then it's going to bring forth a harvest of just grandeur. But I think that a lot of times we can get stuck in that place of wanting rather than having, you know, and so that's where faith really lies, is in what do I have right now that I can give to the Lord. Do believe, because if we could just believe, then we would really see the glory of God. So much. There's so much. So I'm going to believe right now for those employees, for those amazing fit career-minded employees that you are, you know, ready for right now, right? You've got a team
that's definitely ready for
them. Absolutely. And this is men and women, or is it one
more
than
the
other?
Love, you know, I would love to have a whole slew of women out there taking care of these customers. You know, I really would. I would love to have the women out there. I have one woman inspector. She's up in Santa Maria, and she kills it. She just does such a great job, and everybody loves her. I would love to have a whole bunch more. So if you are a woman and you like to be outdoors and you want to, you know, be physically fit, this might be the job just for you. So, and you're meeting new people every day, and you're going into houses every day. You get to see what other people are doing and, you know, how they live, and, you know, maybe get some good interior design ideas, but also taking care of those bugs out there. But, you know, getting back to your thing is like, you know, not wanting, but I think where I am right now is I'm seeking. Because I'm not sure. I don't know what my seed right now needs to be. I don't know what the seed is. So I'm seeking God's guidance in knowing what to do next.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm empowered, but I want to be empowered with His, you know, what He wants me to do. And I'm kind of being patient right now, and I'm being still. And that's almost impossible for me, but I'm being still because I'm waiting for Him to give me the seed that He wants me to water. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm seeking Him. I'm seeking Him right now. And I think that's exactly where He wants Sue Fries to be, is right there. So that's what I'm doing.
Good.
Yeah.
He calls us to Him. People, He wants an intimate, beautiful relationship with us so that He could have that, you know, rather than run into the phone, we should be running to the throne so we can get that inside tip from Him every single day. You know, if we sit
long enough
with Him and listen in, it's so good. Then we can write the vision. And I think that's what you're, you know, where you're at right now is just waiting to see that vision so that you could write it out and head forward. Onward and upward.
So Stacy, why don't you tell the listeners how we met? That was such a God thing.
I know.
Such a God thing.
It was such a God thing. It was. Okay, so Sue was in book number. Were you in book two with me? Oh my God.
Oh no, I'm in book number seven. No, Changes is my second book, but Change was, I was in the book seven. Yeah.
Book seven. Okay. So I'm in book two. I was in the Change, and then Sue came aboard in the Change community. And all of a sudden, we kind of connected on water skiing, right? You started seeing my pictures of
something.
Yeah, and I found out that she liked water ski, and all of a sudden, she told me that she was looking at houses in the area, and she's up in the valley and in California, but I was living at Canyon Lake. I still live in Canyon Lake. And all of a sudden she sent me a message saying that she bought a house, and I asked where it was, and she said, I'll get back to you. And she moved, and she told me to come outside and look to the left, and she bought a house on my very street that I was living on. Oh my God, that was so funny. And we literally got
that was funny, huh?
And help her move in that night. Help her move
some
furniture.
Uh-huh.
So beautiful. I do. I feel like
you're
my sister.
Yeah, that was so fun.
Yeah, we have so much in common.
That was so great. Yeah, it was such a God thing.
It really was.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah, we don't see each other enough, but that's going to change.
So we are busy doing the work of the Lord. This is what I always know about the people that I love so much in my life, is I know even when we're not together, I have no doubt that great things are happening, that it's never I don't take things like that personally. It's so easy to take offense when your friends aren't reaching out to you. And I think that we all need to give each other grace and know the time is coming. The time
will
come. God does bring his people together for a reason. So cool.
Yeah. So ministry, the ministry house too is happening.
Yes.
The ministry house is almost ready to open. So I'm excited about that.
Something else that we really would invite people to get involved with that work as well, right?
Yeah, that would be really great. Yeah.
Okay.
It's for domestic violence. Yeah, it's domestic violence, mothers with children. And it's a 4-bedroom, 4-bath. We're starting small, but everybody's got to start somewhere, right? And so it was a God dream that was put on my heart around 12 years old. And I was in some situations where I learned firsthand
about how difficult it is to get out of a bad situation. And so I really felt led to find a way to help other mothers find a safe harbor where they can get on their feet again and they can be good providers and good mothers for their children. And sometimes just the fear of losing your children will hold. And there comes a time when moms sometimes have to make a choice and just say, this is not a good role model. This is not the way I want my daughter to. I need to get out of this situation or it could be detrimental. And that decision, there needs to be a place to go. And so this house is a safe place, and it's not open yet. It's been a year and a half, even more than that, of renovation, and we are now at the stage of where I need a propane tank for hot water. I've got a tankless water heater now, and so the last thing is the roof is leaking a little bit, and I just talked to a roofer today, and he said that he has a whole bunch of shingles, if you don't mind having shingles, because it has a tile roof right now. But I have all of these shingles, and I think I could, you know, utilize this for this house. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that would be so awesome. So that's going to take care of the roof. And then I've just got to get the propane tank changed out and get some propane in there to heat up the water. And then we're ready to roll. Now, with this rain, there's a whole bunch of weeds in the front. So I'm going to see if I can find some Girl Scouts or something to go out and help me clean up the front. But besides that, we're good to go. So it's awesome.
We've got the Girl Scout connection, you know, down the street.
Yeah, that's good. good.
This is so, and I've been to the house, and it's just such a blessing. Oh, my gosh. It's so cool. So great things ahead for that. And, you know, you said that when you were 12, and I want to encourage the listeners to pay attention. Like, what did you dream about when you were 12 and 8 and 10? You know, those things that we, you know, are, they God put these desires in our heart at birth, but we start to get little clues. You know, success leaves clues, and we can look back to our childhood and the things that we were dreaming about back then, and know that God is still working those things out in us. And I think that's so cool. I dreamed of being an author, and I never pursued writing at all. And all of a sudden, I, you know, find myself writing books. And I remember thinking, wow, I remember thinking about this when I was a kid. So, you know, it's all in there. It really is.
That's really cool. I didn't know that, Stacey.
Yeah.
And I never pictured me writing a book. I never pictured that. I never pictured me having a radio show for 10 years either. But I did picture me being a speaker, a keynote speaker, and I'm just now starting to get that to happen. So that's really exciting, you know, because when I look in the moon, don't laugh at me. Well, go ahead. You can laugh all you want. When I look in the moon, I always ask people, what do you see when you look in the moon? You know, what do you see when you look in the moon? When it's full, you know? Yeah. And people say different things, and it's very interesting to see what people see, because I'm like, well, I don't see that. Well, maybe. But what I do see is a woman with a microphone. And I always thought she was singing, because I like to sing too. But I think she's speaking. And it doesn't look anything like me, but I think that that's what that is. It's a woman up there, and she's either singing or she's speaking. So, you know, next time you look at the full moon, just give it a thought. And just, you know, think about what you see in the moon.
Wow.
Okay. I know. I'm kind of strange sometimes. But
no, this is so awesome. The moon is a reflection of the sun. And we are the living, breathing body of Christ. We are the sun. That is so. And so when we look at the moon, it would make sense that the moon is reflecting to us our destiny, possibly. That's so beautiful. I am going to look into the moon. Hugo loves full moons. He's always like, what? So I'm going to get out there. I've never once looked into the moon as far as, you know, that is concerned.
What
I
do
just
you see?
I look and I look
that's
away
funny.
And that's the end of it.
Oh, look at that.
That's
such a beautiful
awesome.
Full moon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So pretty. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you guys can hook up with all that Sue is doing. There's so much. She's got books. She's got this ministry house. She needs employees for the termite company. Just lots and lots. And the radio show. So connect with her at SueFries.com, SueFries, like French fries.
Like fries,
Like fries, And hook up with her work. You're just doing some really great things. And we do pray for grace, 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 and more grace to you, that all of your deepest desires would come to pass as you delight yourself in the Lord. good things are coming
you.
To you and your company.
Yes, they are. I believe that. I'm going to accept that and receive that for sure in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And one last thing is the I am. I don't know how much time
yes.
we have, but I'm just going to say this really quick.
Yeah.
The I ams, if you go to Sue Freeze, when, not if, when you go to Sue Freeze, not like fries, oneword.com, you go there, and there's two different tiles that you could look at. There's videos there. There's the love languages there. There's all kinds of things on there that are really, really helpful and fun. You can listen at your leisure, and you can watch at your leisure. YouTube, whole bunch of dancing videos and all kinds of stuff on there. Harley video, me on a unicycle, all kinds of things. But anyway,
I
want to
know
see
all
the
that.
I am.
I have. I got. I need.
Oh, you
got to
go check it out. Anyway, yes. Anyway, so when you go there, there is 3 pages of I ams that you can download for free. Yes, I said for free. My gift to everyone. Go there and just print them out and then read them, because you will be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's what it says in Matthew.
Yes.
So you need to do that. You need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, because sometimes our mind, our belief system is holding us back. And I don't want anybody to be held back. And I know God doesn't want us to be held back. He wants us to do all. He wants us to live in abundance. How do we do that? We have to know what he wants for us. And we have to know that we are worthy, because he died for us. So we are worthy. We are valuable. We have a very valuable little piece on our heads. So we need to understand that so that we can receive what he has for us. So go there, print it out, read them daily, morning and night, and I guarantee you that your life will change, because your belief system will change. And there's another tile, the second tile, and that one costs money. So, you know, you can do it or not do it. It's your choice. But it is the I ams that you read out loud on a recording, and then we will send the recording to you so that you can play it about when you're going to sleep, play it when you just get up, and it's your voice speaking your words, but God's words with your voice, and your brain hears your words and your voice better than anyone else's. So it gets deeper into your mental, your brain, and I don't know all the scientific behind it, but there is, and I explain all of that when you go and you listen to the whole video thing on the I am affirmations, because we need to be affirming ourselves all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to leave you with that.
Amen. Think on what is true, not the lies. Oh, my gosh. I can preach on that
exactly.
for an hour. So good.
Absolutely.
So good. And I saw those I ams just this week. They're awesome, you guys. It will absolutely change your life. When you change who you are, you change everything in your life. So truth.
Mm-hmm.
Truth will set you free. Thank you, Sue, for being on today. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Stacey.
So
thank you for being you. Thank you for being, doing God's word and God's will in your life. And you will be blessed. You already are.
Thank you.
And you'll be more
Amen.
Blessed. So thank you and praise you. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes. Thank you so much for this time today. Okay. And I also want to tell the listeners that if you are ready to get your voice out in the world, or you need some coaching to help you figure out what you are designed and destined to do so that you can live a life of really, truly rich fulfillment and authentic service, reach out to me at stacyc.com, stacyc.com, and we can get you going on a life worth living, that's for sure. So until next Wednesday, don't forget to be the change that you're hoping to see in the world. Bye, Sue Freeze. Love you.
Oh, I love that. That was so good, Stacey. Bye-bye. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.